And now, it's time for the Yacht Club Show with Killer, Rev D, Dr. Jim, and Coach.
Well, Happy New Year. About a month late.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Should we talk about our holidays?
Holidays, what?
It's been a
Paddy's
while.
Day. We're closer to Paddy's Day than we are at Christmas.
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's only, about a month?
About a month? Yeah, five to six weeks.
That's it.
About five weeks.
Right. Well, we'll skip over that then. But I'm sure your holidays were merry.
Yeah, yep. They were good.
Okay. Hey, any feedback on your Christmas show?
A lot of views.
Wow.
That's an all-time record for
the... No, actually, the prior Christmas had more.
All right.
Yeah, but you know, it's obviously it's always the most popular of the year. Yeah.
Oh, while we're on the subject, so my son for a Christmas present, he gave me a couple of mugs for us, three mugs for us. Now, I thought he was praising us, but you can read it and see what you think of what he put on the mug.
Okay, we're reading the mug. It says the Yacht Club, where old men. Talk about new ideas and reach the same conclusions. That is great.
That's classic.
That'll be the picture on our YouTube video.
But there is something to be said about continuity.
Yeah, that's right. Or wisdom. I mean, it just goes.
Yeah, great minds thinking alike.
Great minds think alike.
That's
see,
right.
See, that's why I wasn't sure. I, you know, originally took that as the highest compliment.
Then
I started seeing if he really was trying. There's some subliminal message there that I'm not getting.
Is this Jeremy?
This is Jeremy. Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you, Jeremy. Good job. Thank you,
That's
Jeremy.
That's good. All right, I got to ask you guys. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Did watch the Super Bowl?
I did. I watched it from beginning to end.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
Yeah, I didn't. I got through the third quarter. But
yeah.
So you watched the halftime show?
Ooh,
yeah.
The halftime show.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think?
I was not impressed. It was... I mean, I don't...
Let's see. We're old men. Reach the same conclusion.
It was like... I don't know who the audience is.
Women. Younger women.
Women.
Carol said her group messaging board from work lit up. All the women teachers were saying, what a great halftime performance.
Really?
I did see that.
What was it?
I don't know.
I've read two things. It was a shout out to her Lebanese heritage. It was an Arabic. It's an expression of joy. Arabic's expression of joy is what it was.
Okay.
But I thought it was low over the top. The stripper pole.
And then the children's choir. What a juxtaposition that was, huh?
Right. I mean, it was, I don't know, it's kind of it was just an odd venue. I don't have any problem with the show. It just seemed
You think the show was a little, the costumes, didn't you think of all a little, if we don't want to exploit women, and we're respecting women, and they come out like that, now...
Well, I guess if the women like it, then
Women should be able to wear whatever they want.
Right.
Okay.
But they don't want they don't like being objectified, and that was what this all was.
I mean, that's how it struck me. But again, it's we go back to the cuffs. It's old men with new ideas.
Coming up to the same conclusion. Yeah. But
I had a hard time with it.
I didn't so much have a hard time with it as I didn't.
It was entertaining, but I just thought it was over the top. It crossed the line.
To Mike's point about, it's just inappropriate to be objectifying women. And then,
unless women do it to themselves, I guess.
All right. Then it wasn't intended for me.
It's kind of like the N-word. We can't people should use it, but if blacks use it, then it's okay. So now it's like objectifying women. It's okay if it's the women up there and their own will or whatever doing that, right?
Yeah.
It's just counterintuitive to me. That's
all. I agree. In the when they were turned around, both of them shaking their behinds. I didn't need to see all four of them.
And that camera, that's no accident, that was right there,
right in the
level when she slides in.
Right, the crotch grabbing and everything.
G-string or whatever.
That's what I think I found.
I can't take you serious.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. It wasn't a bad show, but I can't take you serious.
I can't. It's confusing. It's just confusing to me. What are you saying?
And I just wonder, again, if we're looking at this through older eyes, to some degree. I just wonder what our kids and what...
I think. Yeah. I don't think TV... It wouldn't have been, if that had been on TV 40 years ago, the network's phone lines would have been ringing off the hook.
Janet Jackson looks kind of mild.
Yeah.
malfunction. Yeah, but you know, I heard somebody say, "Who was the guy last year? Maroon 5. Who's the lead for Maroon 5?
Levine?
Yeah. I think that's it. And they said, "Well, he had his shirt off, okay,
when the music isn't up to the old standards,
the music isn't the Beatles. By gosh, yeah, that's how much artist creativity was there?
I saw a lot of pyrotechnics and stuff like that.
Well, but, maybe that's what it's become.
But as far as the dancers and the main performers, it just seemed very basically choreographed to me. I didn't see a lot of artistry there, but.
But maybe if you're a dance aficionado, it was great dance. Okay, when I think about it, I'm thinking, okay, what message were they trying to deliver?
Mm-hmm.
That I'm attractive, that
I'm powerful. I'm sexy.
What is it? And I just don't know. And I think the message I get is sex sells.
And now the women control the message. Before it'd be men or managers or agents or whatever, right, that were pushing sex. Now it's women on their own terms, right?
What response are they looking for? Don't look.
I'm crouched right into this camera that's positioned
right, but I don't want you to look at it.
You better not look really close.
Don't think anything of that.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
Right. That's the confusing part to me.
That's
right.
The confusing part.
Okay,
that's what you're doing.
We're basically all animals, and you see that, and you think sex.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I don't think it's so much anymore at this age, but I was 30 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I supposed to think?
Texting my buddy saying,
"Did you
see that?"
Yeah. What am I supposed to think?
Well, that was
as a 30-year-old guy.
But yeah, that's where the confusion comes in. Okay, you've just told me you are a very passionate, fully sexualized female. I think we have a lot in common, and we should. And what's your sign, by the way? I mean, this is. But then, what is the answer to that? No. No, it's
right.
Not.
Yeah.
That's what I am, but not for you.
Right.
You look and don't touch.
Has been kind of an interesting couple of weeks since the holidays. I'd like to get your thoughts on the impeachment and the State of the Union address.
Well, one more thing. Iowa.
Oh.
You look at
Biden. Biden ended up.
Iowa still not, last I heard, was still not done.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And think what's come out of that. Biden is
fourth
place. So you've come out with potentially running against Trump, a 38-year-old gay mayor from South Bend, or what's Bernie call himself? A
Democratic socialist.
Yeah.
That's what's we got a long
Trump
wait till November.
Who did Judge might appeal to people?
He's probably the most moderate of
he's
the.
Moderate
he's the better.
He's a very effective speaker.
He's the better politician.
He is.
That's
right.
What he is.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. Whatever his I'm not sure where what his politics are, but that's what makes you a good politician. You don't
show your hand.
He seems kind of practically minded. I could be wrong.
Yep.
I don't think he'd do anything really stupid if he got elected.
But yeah, but the whole thing is, again, it gets down to your point. He's a 38-year-old whatever. I don't really care about his
sexuality is enough.
But what I do care about is the lack of experience that's
the biggest thing
we may be facing with someone like that who goes into with no real major league executive experience.
Right. People would say the same thing about Trump. I mean, he did have some executive experience, but not government.
Yeah, and people would say, a lot of people say, and how's that going
for
you?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, Trump betrays his lack of maturity in dealing with major organizations as well. He basically was a one-man band in New York, and he was a successful self-promoter, but it's not because he ran an organization with any great skill.
True.
And
true.
Now he's a one-man show in the White House. It's right. Like, you know.
Well, he's like the ringmaster.
Yeah,
you know, he's like the MC of everything right now, and it's a three ring. That's it. It's a three ring circus. When you look at what Iowa, and now Perez comes out and says they're gonna be a do over in Iowa.
Yeah,
you know, we got
the DNC
chairman comes out again and says that.
And the people in Iowa said no.
No, they just want to be. Let's just be done
they're
with this.
They're a little less enthusiastic.
Let's just be done with this. And then you had the State of the Union. Okay, he's been impeached, and he does the State of the Union. What a clown show that State of the Union was.
I didn't even watch.
Well, I just saw the highlights, but he comes out, won't shake Pelosi's hand.
But he didn't shake Pence's hand either.
Okay.
So he might have just...
He's not into shaking hands. Eh?
Oh, he doesn't like to shake
hands. He's a germaphobe, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Pelosi, through the whole thing, looks like she's sucking a lemon.
I mean, I was watching...
She's fidgeting and...
I just came upon it a couple of times to see if it was over, and I was just looking at her face. It was like...
Working her teeth.
It's like sucking on a lemon.
Yeah.
I've grown to like her.
Have you really?
Yes, I've grown very fond
gosh.
Of... She's as tough as nails, and she gives as good as she gets. And
well, she is Trump. She is the same. She is as petty as Trump now.
Yeah, but she's got more polish. She's got the she's got she knows how to work the room, how to work her people. She knows how to work her people. She knows the process and all that stuff. So I kind of respect her abilities. Whether I don't support. I don't even know what her policies are, but I probably don't support 80% of them.
But we kind of admire her.
She's a politician.
Her gravitas.
She's a serious person.
But I think she's lowered herself to Trump's level at this point.
Well, I think that's what's happened. That's what's happened to the whole... Yeah. I think that's the problem with the whole Democratic Party. Instead of staying on the high road and maintaining it, they could have contrasted themselves.
Well, the Michelle Obama, they go low, we go high, but they go low, we go lower. Yeah.
That's what they did. Instead of highlighting the negatives of a Trump, and he's certainly given them plenty of opportunity to highlight them. They turn around and just out Trump Trump.
They did. They don't even and I don't think they even realize that.
Yeah, I think it's and the hypocrisy, you know, anything they can say about the Republicans and about Republican hypocrisy, they counter with their own.
Yeah.
And then Rush gets the Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
Medal of Freedom.
Medal of Freedom.
What do you think?
Why not?
Why not?
God, what a career he's had. He saved AM radio.
Yeah.
He did.
Most of those things are... They used to mean something, I think, at one point.
So you think the whole thing is cheapened?
Yeah.
I mean, even before he got it was cheapened.
Yeah. You know, if you give enough money or if there's a constituency for, you know, showing how much I appreciate you and I can add that constituency to my voters, I'll do it.
So if that's the criteria, yeah, he qualifies.
Yeah.
But I just didn't.
I think the stage four cancer.
Well, that probably.
Well,
had
and
to do
you know
with
he's
too,
he's an icon for that segment of the Trump electorate.
For the conservatives, yes. But again, you know, you talk about Nancy sucking a lemon. You know, when they're giving Rush the Medal of Honor, you know, she went crazy.
Yeah, I bet.
And then you had the Democrat women in their white dresses again there, protest against Trump's misogynist tendencies in there. And you got half the place shouting four more years and the other half sitting on their hands.
And then Pelosi ripping up the speech right after. It was a show, I'm sure.
It was a show. Yeah. It was a clown show.
That's
what I mean. Everybody's sunk down to that level.
And how bad is it? And that was just this week. Okay. And then we had the acquittal. Okay, and you know, Romney comes out with his who knows what
one
he's
of the
thinking.
Counts that he found him guilty, right?
Yeah,
there's two impeachment counts or something like that.
Yeah. Right.
And everybody talks about what an honest man he is, but not a single Democrat voted for the other count,
right?
Exactly. Or voted against the other count that Romney.
All of a sudden, Romney's this hero to the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
But man, when he was running for president, he was just so out of touch. Oh, and
fuck, he had his dog on the roof of his
tied to the roof of a car.
Yeah. Elevator and his, you know, the
cars elevators. And his elevators.
Yeah.
And
he was the epitome of what's horrible about Republicans.
Right.
Now they love him.
Yep.
So now he's acquitted, and then Trump goes on his victory lap today.
Right.
He just, you know, he can't.
He did a stand-up routine.
Yeah, he did. Jim, that was it. He did a stand-up routine. That was it. You know?
That's what he does. This is what the Democrats have not learned. You cannot beat him in that.
You cannot out-Trump Trump.
No. You cannot beat him in that arena. That's why when you see these debates.
Oh,
Mayor Pete may have the best chance, you know.
He comes across as a pretty normal guy, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty level-headed person.
Pete would probably be, just on a debate level, he might be able to, you know, avoid getting slaughtered.
I think so.
Biden, if Biden ever went against him in a debate, he would.
He's a shadow.
He'd leave him in tears. He'd be babbling.
All right, so what do you think? We've got what
time? Sure.
So I'm confused.
no
this is not.
We're just confused men, old men. That's all we are here. Confused.
Confused
then
here.
No.
Yeah. Well, maybe that means we're making progress.
That's right.
We now know we're confused.
That's
maybe
right.
Maybe nature's additional sake and confused.
That's true. That's true. But we're only we just started. All this. We've got another 9 months of this to go through.
This is unbelievable.
What's left in their bag of tricks? They can't try to impeach him again.
Oh, yeah. Right?
They're not done, right? What are they going to do next?
Oh, they're going to start all sorts of investigations. They'll want to drag the mustache guy.
Bolton.
Yeah, Bolton. They want to drag him before Congress, and then Bolton is going to say, I'm not going.
It'd be the executive privilege thing.
Right.
I mean, that's what's never been been tested, and that really was the crux of the issue.
Right.
You know, so it's just going to be an interesting.
But they're not. They're just not going to give up.
Something. But see, this is that's the whole. This is the hole they're digging for themselves. Though they're not. They're following him right down into the rabbit hole.
That's probably it. They're following him. Right. You're right. And if they would just rise above it.
If they're dealing with him by splashing mud on themselves and saying, look, we're just as dirty as you are.
Well, they're running out of time. They've only got another 9 months to do then the election. Can you see if he gets elected again?
Oh my God. All right, it's a wrap. Good seeing you guys, man.
Yeah.
Well, always.
Happy
New Year. I was just starting to forget what you guys look like.
That's right. It's been a while. Hey, Killer, Dr. Jim, stay tight.
And I'll resurrect the old illegitimi non caberundum est. for old times' sake.
The more things change, the more they
What's the motto say? What's our motto?
All right. The Yacht Club, where old men talk about new ideas and reach the same conclusions. Catch you next time.
All right.
If you can find a better podcast, listen to it.